Oh, yuck. Is that smell again? Is you on the bacon roll diet, Maddox? Because I has to tell you, it's making you look old, man.
Oh, thank you, Freddy. If I'm looking old, I can only put it down to syntax stress.
Syntax stress? What is you on about?
Syntax stress, a condition brought on by encountering people ignorant of the rules and principles governing the construction of sentences.
Oh, man. You was probably one of them people who worries about the apostrophe.
I am.
Morning, Maddox.
Oh, Amelia, remember that geek who hacked into Barack Obama's BlackBerry a while back, yon bloke from Swindon, Harold someone? What happened to him?
Awaiting extradition. Endless appeals. Very dull story. Very dull person. Don't go there.
What is it with newspapers? We break a story, get all excited, and then never follow up. I sometimes think the entire nation has gone down with attention deficit disorder.
Sorry, what were you saying?
I was saying, the entire nation... Oh, very witty, Amelia, very witty.
Electric Ink by Alistair Beaton. Starring Robert Lindsay as Maddox Bradley.
Good morning, settle down everyone.
Excuse me, sorry.
Hurry up, Maddox, I have a special announcement to make and time is tight.
Sorry, Oliver.
Let's start, shall we? First, yesterday's paper, satisfactory on the whole. City Pages enjoyed your feature on the history of banking. Who'd have thought we'd look back and remember Nick Leeson as a symbol of integrity? Royal correspondent, well done with your exclusive. Catching Prince Edward sloping off to the Arctic to go seal clubbing was quite a coup, though perhaps the spot the dumb animal headline was a trifle provocative. The subs do seem to have Republican tendencies. Fashion desk, the makeover of Ruth Kelly. I said the makeover of Ruth Kelly was incredibly expensive, and I'm damned if I can tell the difference between the before and after photos. Education, delighted by the piece on falling standards in schools, but would you mind running it through the spell check next time? Now, special announcement. This isn't easy, but I decided it was only right that you all hear about this from me first, in person, directly, as it were. So, when you all return to your desks, I should tell you, you will each find a sort of personal letter from the management.
This does not sound good.
No, Maddox, you're absolutely right, it doesn't. In fact, it's
bad?
Yes, that's the word, bad.
Natural disaster bad or Paul McCartney bringing out new album bad?
Which is worse? I don't know, Maddox. Well, look, I'm a plain-speaking sort of person, as you all know, and I'll come straight to the point. No beating about the bush. Say it the way it is. Bring you all in on it. Well, anyway, to cut a long story short, the fact is, well, I just prefer to say it. In fact, God, you're all fired. Sorry. Tomorrow's edition. What have we got?
Now, having analysed the drivers and constraints impacting the news-gathering process, the board has concluded that an enhanced focus upon core competencies would benefit efficiency, while retaining a commitment to quality within an overall framework of dynamism and change. In other words...
They're giving us all the bullet.
Yes, I think that's basically a sound translation. Thank you, Freddy. But since it's generally considered tricky to run a newspaper without any staff whatsoever, I fear we may also have to translate para 2, which reads thus. All former employees... That's nice, isn't it? Isn't that nice? We're already former employees. All former employees will be invited to reapply for their posts, though not necessarily on the same or similar terms and conditions. Freddy?
Twice the work, half the pay.
Rough translation, but essentially correct. The letter continues. To improve productivity at a time of economic slowdown, approximately 25% of current posts will be streamlined and subsumed within pre-existing staffing quotients.
Shit, man. They're cutting jobs by a quarter.
Yes.
This is not right, man. I mean, what have we done wrong?
Quite a lot of things, actually, Freddy. We haven't destroyed a major bank. We haven't laid waste an entire economy. We haven't deprived several million people of their homes. So we must be punished.
Oh, I see you've both opened your envelopes. I just don't dare to.
There's all the same, Amelia.
Not necessarily. I'm sure Oliver will have looked after you, Amelia.
I don't understand what you're getting at, Maddox. I really don't.
Really? Then open your envelope. Go on, open it.
Well, I don't really see...
Come on, open it.
All right. Well, I can assure you it'll be exactly the same as everyone else's. You see, it's... Oh. Yeah, exactly the same as everyone else's.
May I see it?
No.
Why not?
Oh, I will...
Hello. Oliver, should you be venturing out of your office without an armed guard?
Everyone all right here?
What do you think?
Good, good. Just doing a little tour of all the departments, making sure everyone's okay. Oh, come on, don't look so glum. We're all in this together.
Well, you're not, are you?
I'm as upset as anyone.
But not as unemployed.
Actually, I'm taking a pay cut.
Oh, and your performance-related bonus?
My bonus is a lot smaller than most people think.
It's almost half a million, actually.
Amelia, please.
How does you know that, Amelia?
Now, look,
Does anyone recall those halcyon days when performance-related bonuses were related to performance?
That's enough, Maddox. There's nothing the matter with my performance.
I wouldn't say that.
I must drop in on the other department. See you later.
Yes, Oliver, I will see you later.
What is you doing, Maddox?
Pursuing a new angle on that poor hacker who's been forgotten by the nation's press.
You've got about 47 browsers open.
Have I? No, I don't think so. I always close them.
No, you've been minimising the windows. Look, you've got sites on there you must have been looking at days ago. Downloads running from a week last Tuesday. Your computer must be moving about as fast as a free-toed sloth on tranquilizers.
It's not a problem. When I check my emails, I click that button and go and make a cup of tea, and when I come back, the screen's up.
Oh, man. You need to learn how to use the net.
I use it all the time. I spend hours surfing the net.
You ain't surfing the net. You're drowning in it. Never mind. Doesn't matter anymore, does it?
Meaning?
Meaning... Oh, Maddox, man. I was really gonna miss you when you's gone.
Do you know something? I don't.
Well, the thing is, Mads, let's face it, it's not likely to give the old shufflers their jobs back.
I'm getting rather tired of being called an old shuffler. I do not shuffle, all right?
Hey, chill out, dude. It's not an insult. It's just a friendly way of describing someone who's past it. I mean, let's face it, Mads, you is well ready to be fed mashed potato. Know what I'm saying?
Oh, shall I with a fake street talk, Freddy? We all know your father's a billionaire who sent you to Eton.
It's pure and utter rubbish, Maddox. And get your facts right. He's only a millionaire. He was a billionaire, but he's been hard hit by the recession. He says I'm going to have to pay for my own ski trips to Val d'Isère this year.
Oh, how awful for you. Some of us have more basic needs than just paying the mortgage.
Man, you've got a mortgage?
Yes.
At your age?
Yes, that's right, Freddy. I had to start again after my ex-wife got the house and the box set of upstairs downstairs.
Oh, you'll find another job, Maddox. You could have a whole new career as a lollipop man.
No. I am a journalist, a craftsman, a wordsmith.
You could work for Saga magazine, reviewing funeral services.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get on with this hacker story, go down with all guns blazing, and I shall not end with a whimper, but with a bang.
And where's the bang in this hacker story?
Well, think about it. Okay, a 20-year-old sitting in front of his computer at home in Swindon hacks his way into Barack Obama's BlackBerry. Hmm? And he now faces extradition from Swindon to Washington and faces years in an American jail.
What is you going to do? Break him out?
No, Freddy. I'm going to stir up the public conscience.
No way. They all love Obama.
Well, no, they shouldn't. He's just a politician in the end, not a bloody saint. I'm fighting this, Freddy. I'm fighting it.
Yeah, and I'm fighting narcolepsy.
This poor man's liberty is at stake. It's a very important issue.
But boring.
I don't care.
You should care. If you make it exciting, then more people will read it. And that has got to be a good thing, right?
Exciting.
Yeah. Hot it up a bit, Mad.
Hot it up?
You know, make it personal, full of colour. Excite the reader about this super hacker. Make him a hero of our times. Make people care about him, feel sorry for him. Maybe, I don't know, he had an unhappy childhood.
What? What's that got to do with it?
Well, nothing much, but it gets people on side. Check it out, man. See if he conquered a hideous childhood disability. Find if he was abused by a pervert uncle or something. Make a splash with this, Maddox. You might even have a chance of getting your job back. Show them that you have still got life in you. Show them you can change with the times.
Look, I'll do it my way. Thank you very much.
Oh, man. I gives up on you. This is your chance to be a journalist I knows you can be.
Freddie, I'm happy to say I'm never going to be the journalist you knows I can be.
Oliver.
Come in, close the door. Now, come here, you goddess.
Oliver, Did you intervene with the board to make sure I'd get my job back?
Yes, yes, indeed I did.
And that's why everyone else gets a dismissal notice and I get an envelope with rose petals, flights to Italy and 2 tickets to La Scala.
Not quite right, Amelia, not quite accurate. You did get a dismissal notice.
Yes, with the words, "Don't worry, darling, purely a formality, your job is safe," scrawled over it.
That make you want to give your Ollie a little cuddle, did it? A little schmoozy-woozy?
You're a strange man, Oliver. There's something missing, isn't there? Not sure what. Feelings, perhaps?
I thought you'd be grateful.
I'm not.
Oh, you'd prefer to be fired, would you?
Yes. Well, no. I mean, I want to be treated the same as everyone else. You know, badly. If I'm going to be news editor, I'll be news editor because I'm good at being news editor, not because I'm having an affair with you.
You don't understand how the world works, Amelia. That's your problem. The truth is, the powerful protect each other and the weak go to the wall. That's how life is. You're either the hammer or the nail. And at the age of 10, I decided to be a hammer.
I can't think of you as a hammer, Oliver.
No?
Maybe one of those little toffee hammers.
A little toffee hammer?
I think it's time we ended it, Oliver. I'm sorry. Then if I keep my job, it's based on merit and not some secret intervention from the man who harbours strange delusions about hammers.
What mean this letter?
Masher, it's not a good time.
I care not about good time, bad time. I care about contents of letter.
I think the letter's self-explanatory.
Why then does it not explain itself? What mean paragraph 4? The workspace will be reassessed with a view to creating a more intimate environment based upon enhanced efficiency and a more cooperative working philosophy.
Well, it means that,
Yes, what does that mean, Oliver?
Well, at the moment, we have 2 floors of this building and really, we only need one.
So you sell off 1 floor?
We'll be letting it out, actually, as a rehearsal space for Riverdance. Yes, I know it may be a little bit noisy, but that's the price you pay for art.
The letter is deceitful. It is big management lie. I know what means this 1 floor and not the 2.
Really, do you?
Yes. Hot desking. People crammed in like the rats. I know where we all are heading. It again will be the dark satanic mills where did those feet in ancient times. Except the green and pleasant land will be grey. But instead of the factory chimneys, we'll have the computer terminals.
Masha, I'm sorry. In the end, it's not my decision.
This they all say. This did also say Stalin. May God blast his testicles. What I am wanting to know is, what is to become of me and my people?
You mean the Russians?
No. I mean my online moderation team. Where we go?
No worries, Masha. As head of online communities, you're essential to the future of this paper. You're not the one that has to worry.
But you are. These cuts, they destroy morale. And they make the newspaper work less well. We have a proverb in Russia. Let not the cobbler make fish pies for the farmer's wife. Let the horse run off with the sow.
Really? Is that an actual Russian proverb?
No, I made it up.
Yeah, but, Masha, I'm telling you, don't worry, you'll be okay.
Oh, so if I am okay, I don't need to worry about the people who are being flung upon scrap heap of society.
Exactly.
You don't think this is wrong?
No, why should it be wrong?
You know, with every passing day, I am loving England a little bit less. Scales are falling from my eyes. Pretty soon this whole country, like a Dostoevsky novel, much misery and too much talking. Maybe I do not want my job back, even if you offer. Oh, and please to tell those management people who are writing the dismissal letters, they pretty very soon need to be taking lessons in the English. Goodbye.
God, Amelia, what is it with everyone? I try to help them, I look after them, I give them little favours, and all they do is worry about other people. That is sick. That is so sick. Socialism isn't making a comeback, is it?
How's the Borophon going?
If you're referring to my fight to save Harold the Hacker, then I'm 500 words in and do not need to be disturbed.
Maddox, that's 500 words of one very long suicide note. He was saying sack me over and over again, but I is here to save you.
No, thank you, Freddy. I'll decline that kind offer.
I've been checking out this hacker.
What? How?
Been doing a bit of sleuthing.
You mean online?
No. I went out and about.
You left the office?
Yeah, like the old shufflers do. Boots on the ground, yeah? Asking awkward questions, like.
Good God, where did you go?
I've been to Swindon. I drove up to this hacker's hood.
And in English?
His neighbourhood. I met his gran. I seen where he grew up.
So?
Absentee father, junkie mum, sink estate in Swindon. Truant from the age of 12. Now works 2 jobs to pay the rent and feed his gran and dog, who would both starve if he got removed from the UK. And, got some pictures on my phone. Take a look. Dog very cute, granny less cute, but we could comb her hair and put her in a rocking chair or something.
Yes, yes, I see, but I don't get it. I mean, how am I meant... I mean, where's the story?
Deprived kid. Grows up, works hard, very shy, but very clever with computers. Then, a few years later, kapow! The most powerful nation on Earth is trying to put him in the slammer for the rest of his life just for messing with Obama's BlackBerry. That, Mad, is a personal story that will sell papers and get public sympathy.
This is a serious newspaper. We're not the news of the world.
Will I tell you the difference between the news of the world and us?
Nipples.
No. Ooh, yeah. Well, that too. No, the News of the World sells 3 million copies. It's the biggest English language paper anywhere.
The News of the World is not an English language newspaper.
Now you is splitting hairs.
I would rather be unemployed than write an article that might just as well have been published in the News of the World.
Then maybe you is putting your moral comfort before that poor man in Swindon.
What? Do you really think that?
Yeah. You want to be all pure, know what I'm saying? So you get to keep your purity and your hacker gets to be extradited because no one can be bothered to read your boring story. Oh, and you lose your job.
Well, no, that's a specious argument. That's a slippery moral slope. The issues are fundamentally juridical.
What?
Juridical, relating to the distribution of justice.
Oh, man, I'm in despair. No normal persons use words like juridical.
But this story isn't some mushy story about a victim. It's a question of fundamental principles.
Exactly. As revealed through the story of an uber geek who's fighting for freedom. You need to have a load of sidebars. Top 10 hackers of history, that sort of thing. And online, I'll create a link to clips from all the best movies about hacking, like War Games and Hackers and stuff like that.
Entertainment?
It needs to be a campaign, run over several days. Free the Swindon One. Kickstart an online petition. Tell it like he's not a terrorist, but a persecuted humorist. And when they come to drag him away, the whole country will stand up and say, "Not today, not our super geek. Can you take him, Mr. Obama?" "No, you can't." Man, I was exciting myself.
You think that's what will get people to read the story?
Of course, man. You is the expert with getting the story. I is the expert with getting the story out.
A campaign on behalf of Harold.
Yeah, but we should call him Harry. Much more reader friendly. Harry the Hacker. A campaign that's righteous, informative, entertaining, effective, and most of all...
What?
It will save your job.
Oliver, this is a very difficult time for me.
It's a difficult time for all of us, Tasneem.
I'm sorry, I'm under more pressure than anyone else. Without my promotions, the print edition would cease to exist. Do you have any idea what that feels like?
Well, I can imagine.
My doctor's told me to cut back on Horlicks. Apparently more than 3 litres a night is bad for you, and I just can't find the right number of togs for my duvet. Too hot, too cold, too hot, too cold. It's horrible. And now you're firing everyone, and...
I'm not firing anyone, Tasneem. Those are all management decisions. Nothing to do with me. Look, I assume you want to tell me about some new marketing gimmicks. What are we giving away this time?
Gimmicks? I don't do gimmicks, Oliver. You should know that by now. Promotions, yes. Gimmicks, no.
Fine.
All right. All right, I think I've come up with something very special.
Ooh, what?
Space travel.
Space travel.
Are you laughing at me?
No.
All right, here's how it would work. Customers collect one token a day.
Customers?
Yes.
They're not customers, Tasneem. They are readers.
They were once, now they're customers. Where was I? Oh, yes. Customers collect one number token a day for the next year and visit the online site daily, where they will have to click on their individual number. Then they'll be entered into the most sensational draw of all times. It's clever, isn't it? We get them to buy the print edition and we increase the number of unique users online.
And the prize is?
A seat on the very first commercial space flight.
Will they have to sit next to Richard Branson?
No, I checked.
I can't see it taking off, Tasneem. Pun intended. It's ludicrous, dare I say desperate. I mean, having to collect 365 tokens for a start would send any reader mad, and we'd have to take on extra staff to count them. And what if the spacecraft blows up, or our lucky reader has a heart attack en route to the stars? Haven't you got anything else?
Oh, I'm expected to come up with several new promotions a day, am I?
Actually, yes.
All right. The recipe challenge.
Oh, God.
What does that mean? Oh, God.
I think the cookery vein has more or less been quarried to exhaustion by now, don't
this
you?
This is different, Oliver. This is unique. We do it in partnership with Gordon Ramsay, and we call it F.U.
We call it F.U.
Yes, provocative, eye-catching. And what we do is, every day for a month, we carry a free recipe card. And every recipe will begin with an F-word.
What?
Not that F-word, recipe F-words. Filet mignon, fritto misto, fettuccine, foie gras, fondue, frog's legs, fricassee of chicken, fritters, fungi. And here's the big clever twist.
Each recipe card is also a scratch card, and 10 lucky winners will get to eat free in a Gordon Ramsay restaurant. Oliver. Oliver, are you taking this in?
What? I was just thinking back to those days when people bought newspapers because of the news that was in them. I know those days have gone. I know I can't fight it, but still...
If you'd only listen to my marketing ideas, then...
Oh, for God's sake, Tasneem, I edit a paper where the print circulation is falling through the floor, and you think we're going to turn this thing around with a set of recipe cards emblazoned with the heading FU?
What about a free Westlife CD?
Oh, in the name of sanity, Tasneem, get out of my office. You've failed spectacularly to increase online revenue. You're wasting your time. You're wasting my time. Whether or not you get your job back is immaterial. We're in danger of being bought for a pound by anyone who's still got a pound. Get out, Tasneem! Get out!
Mads, I'm so proud of you, man. A few days ago, you was a nobody.
I wouldn't quite say that.
No, you was a loser, man. I mean, that article you had planned about extradition, that was dull, dull, dull.
It certainly was.
Don't encourage him, Amelia.
But now you is the bee's bollocks, man. That campaign to free Harry the Hacker, where it's gone orbital, know what I'm saying? You has been mentioned 3 times in the House of Commons.
Not necessarily something to be proud of.
The Justice Minister has promised to re-examine the extradition treaty, and we've added almost 30,000 to circulation every single day for a week.
Man, you is keeping your job for sure. No way they're going to boot out the man who saved the Swindon One.
Yes, well, let's hope I have saved him. I'm on my way now to hear the judgment.
I never thought I'd say this, but you is cool.
No, not really cool. Well, perhaps a tad cool. You know, basically, I see myself as a mere humble cog in the wheel of this great machine we call a newspaper. A practicer of old-fashioned quality journalism, digging, checking, writing, presenting the facts.
Old-fashioned journalism? I gave you the sidebars, online video content, graphics, personal angles, a granny photograph to die for, and an online petition signed by more than 300,000 people.
Yes, all right. Yes, I concede that your assistance was quite useful, and... Thank you for all the legwork, checking out the details, delving into Harry the Hacker's past, and very thorough, Freddy. Very thorough. Uncharacteristically thorough.
Yeah, well, sure. I mean, you listened to me. You took me seriously. No one's ever done that before.
I couldn't have made an impact without you, Freddy.
Have you two thought of applying for a civil partnership? Newsroom. Yes. Right, I'll tell him. Oliver wants to see you.
I don't have time. I'll be late for the High Court.
He did say right away.
He's wanting to kiss your feet, man.
Oh, what a horrible thought.
Come in. Greetings, Oliver. Greetings.
Well, you ran a textbook campaign, didn't you?
Yes, I rather think I did.
A classic, Maddox. 5 consecutive front page leads, all on the same story, all by the same reporter.
Yes. Well, thank you, Oliver. Yes, I think the personal element worked particularly well. You know, the photographs of the granny and so on. Yeah, I'm glad I thought of that. My sidebars were quite attractive, don't you think?
Oh, very.
I gather my politics minute is now getting more hits than anything else on our website.
Indeed it is. Okay, Maddox, okay. Enough. What you need to know is that the court hearing ended 10 minutes ago.
Oh, ahead of schedule. I was going to be there.
Too late. Harry the Hacker won his appeal. Extradition was denied.
Well, that's terrific. Yeah, I feel...
And he can now wander the streets of Swindon as he wishes.
Wonderful.
Provided he stays at least 400 yards away from any pet shop, dog pound, or donkey sanctuary.
So what do you mean?
Your hacker has a criminal record for cruelty to animals. He used to help run a donkey sanctuary that was raided by police and the RSPCA. A ghastly scene, apparently. The Guantanamo Bay of animal welfare.
Oh.
Why didn't you check, Maddox?
Well, actually, I left all that to... I slipped up, didn't I?
Yes, Maddox, you surely did. This newspaper has just run a hugely successful, internationally spotlighted campaign to keep at liberty a man who ill-treats
donkeys.
There are worse things than ill-treating donkeys. You know, like ill-treating human beings. I mean, it's not as if he's subjected the donkeys to waterboarding, is it?
You don't understand the British public, do you, Maddox? They care a little bit about human rights, but they care a great deal more about animal rights. Perhaps our readers will still applaud us for doing the right thing, or perhaps they'll desert us for a paper which doesn't make heroes out of donkey abusers. And, of course, the 300,000 people who signed our online petition may feel particularly aggrieved. I expect they will very soon be leaving some very unpleasant feedback for you, Maddox.
Oh, they'd do that anyway.
Thank you for the fiasco.
Very sorry. Although, you know, there is still a principle at stake. Even a convicted donkey abuser has a right to be protected from an unfair extradition process. So, frankly, Oliver, I have no regrets.
How wonderful for you. Well, soon, I expect you'll have plenty of time to lay back in your bath and sing Je ne regrette rien, because you're all about to learn who is to be re-employed and who is not. And in your case, I have a very strong suspicion as to which way it will go.
You seem angry.
Yeah, well, thanks to you and your donkey abuser, I very much doubt that I will survive the coming bloodbath. The minute word gets round that Harry the Hacker was cruel to animals, I expect my phone will ring and...
Your phone's ringing, Oliver. It's still ringing, Oliver.
Yes? What? Yes, of course, I've heard. Yeah, I see. I see, well... If I may put my side of the case, I... Hello? Hello?
Was that by any chance?
Yes, Maddox. That was the chairman of the board. I have just been fired. And may or may not be reappointed. So now we are all in the same boat.
Yes. Yes, I'm most awfully sorry, Oliver.
So am I.
When will we hear, you know, as to who's been re-employed and who hasn't?
They'll be sending out texts.
Sending out texts?
Yes. It's all the rage, firing people by text message. Cheaper than sending letters, I assume.
Firing people
by text message?
Yep.
Not really very nice, is it?
No. No, not very nice. Was that yours or mine?
Mine, I think. That was yours.
Yes. Who's going to look first?
In Electric Ink, Maddox was played by Robert Lindsay and Oliver by Alex Jennings. Amelia was Elizabeth Berrington, Freddie Ben Wilbond, Masha Debbie Chazen, and Tasneem Zita Sattar. Electric Ink was written by Alistair Beaton with additional material by Tom Mitchelson. The director was Sally Avens.